哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣，晚上我们呢，还是利用网络一起来聚会敬拜神。
God, we continue to use virtual online service to conduct our worship.
啊，今天我们要来学习啊诗篇的啊的一个经节，我们请看诗篇121篇。
And today we are going to study from Psalm 121. Please turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇121篇啊，我们啊这整篇的经文呢都非常宝贵，所以我们要一起来学习。
And so this entire psalm is very precious, and we are going to learn from its entirety.
诗篇121篇第一节。
Psalm 121, verse 1.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
A song of ascent, I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence come my help?
第二节，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Verse 2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
第三，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打顿。
Verse 3. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
第四，保护以色列的也不打顿，也不睡觉。
Verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
第五，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边必应庇你。
Verse 5. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at your right hand.
第六，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮也必不害你。
Verse 6. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
第七，耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，也他要保护你的性命。
Verse 7. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul.
第八，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
Verse 8. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
这个121篇也是所谓的上行之诗。
And so this psalm is part of the Song of Ascents.
因为啊，当时候以色列人要到圣殿来敬拜神啊，必须上啊锡安山啊到圣殿啊，所以他们要爬阶梯。
Because at the time the Israelites were on their pilgrimage to the Mount Zion to worship the Lord at the Holy Temple.
所以他们一边走阶梯上上圣殿啊，一边唱诗歌来赞美神。
And so as they climb up along the way, they sang the song of ascents.
对，从120篇以下都是讲到上行之诗。
And from Psalm 120 and onwards, these are each psalm is part of the song of ascents.
一直到134篇。
Up until Psalm 120 to Psalm 134.
所以呢，这样的上行诗歌也是他们要敬拜神的时候所特别唱的诗歌。
And so these songs of ascents were a special hymns that they sang as they pilgrimage.
对我们今天的信仰呢有非常好的造就。
And these are great encouragement for our spirituality and faith today.
我们来看呢这个第一节说呢，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
Let us look at verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence come my help.
所以呢，要去敬拜神的时候呢，就思想了这个问题，说我的帮助从何而来呢？
And so on our pilgrimage to worship the Lord, we must reflect upon where our help comes from.
尤其是我们遇到患难病苦的时候，我们一定有一个期待，要得到很多的帮助。
Especially when we meet up with trials and tribulations, we have to know where, seek where our help comes from.
比如说我生病的时候，我已经希望得到医生的帮助。
For example, when I'm ill, I wish to seek for help from a physician.
我如果要买房子我需要银行来贷款来帮助我。
And if I need to buy a home or real estate, I need to look for a real estate agent to support me.
那我在学校的读书我需要老师的帮助才能够得到好的成绩。
And when I'm at school, I need the support and guidance of my teacher so that I can attain good grades.
我如果要学习电脑，我需要有一些老师来教我电脑的程式如何来操作。
And so if I'm studying computer science or computers, I need a computer teacher to help and guide me.
所以我们在生活上我们一个人真的无法生活，我们需要各行各业各种人的帮助。
And so in every aspect of our life, we need all sorts of support system to enable us to be successful.
但是现在作诗的人呢、遇到一个更严重的问题是任何一个人都帮助不了的时候他要怎么办呢
And so there lies in another trouble when we meet up with a trouble or a problem that cannot be resolved and no one can help us.
这个时候他才会问说哎呀我遇到这么大的困难、我的帮助要从何而来
And so only when someone meets up with such a great trouble will they ask, where does my help come from?
这是我们每一个人生活里面常常会碰到这个问题，都会问我自己，我的帮助要从何而来呢？
And this is a question we at times will ask in our lives, where does my help come from?
所以这是一个非常好的一个自问，自己问自己，这个问题非常的重要。
And this is a very good question that we direct unto ourselves.
但是呢，他前面却有一个前头说我要向山举目。
And so here, the former part of the verse 1 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
那这个问题就会影响到我们今天为什么要向山举目来思想我的帮助从何来，山跟我的帮助有什么关联呢？
And so how does this lifting up of the eyes affect how we envision where our help comes from?
那这个山呢、跟我的帮助是有关联的。
And so the hills and the lifting of our eyes have a relationship with whom we call for help.
所以我们如果好好的来查考圣经知道圣经 里面谈的山都有一个属灵的象征意义。
And so if we study the Bible closely, we will recognize that the metaphor of a hill has great meaning in the Bible.
因为山是一个长长久久的存在物它象征的一个神圣的一个地方。
Because a hill is something that is high in the, that's very high to in the heavens, and it is something that is very long lasting.
所以呢，圣经诗篇里面就用象征的叫做这是神的山，一个神圣的所在地。
And so the mountains are referred as something that is very awesome and godly.
我们请看诗篇十五篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇十五篇第一节。
Psalm 15, verse 1.
耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？
Verse 1, a psalm of David, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill?
所以这里谈到呢，神是住在他的圣山上这是一个神圣的地方。
And so here it illustrates the hill as a holy place that the Lord dwells.
所以呢，我们今天要向山举目，就会想我要来到神的山那我的帮助当然是从神这里而来。
And so if we look up to that mountain, we are looking for help from the Lord.
所以这就是山是一个神圣的一个象征含义。
And so this hill is one that is holy.
所以我们如果从圣经里面可以谈到很多很多的圣徒他们的经历都是跟到了神的山能够来敬拜神。
And so the Bible records many exemplars that looked up to the looked upon the hill to find God.
比如说神要亚伯拉罕献以撒就要到神所指定的山去献以撒。
For example, when God wanted Abraham or directed him to sacrifice Isaac, he needed to go up into the hill.
而方舟最后是停泊在亚拉腊山上面。
And also when the Mount Ararat was, Noah was, creating the ark, building the ark, it was to be built on the Mount of Ararat.
以色列人他们来到西乃山来领受神的诫命。
And so the Israelites had to go onto Mount Sinai in order to receive the commandments of God.
摩西他原来还在旷野牧羊，他也是带着羊群来到了神的山，才领受了神的差派，要去引导以色列人出埃及。
And when Moses met with God in the bush, for God to instruct him to lead the Israelites in exile of Egypt, he also had to meet God on the mountain.
以利亚他听到耶洗别要来杀他，他好害怕，他就开始逃了。
And so when Elijah heard that Jezebel was after his life, he ran away to his mountain.
甚至他在一棵树下软弱的要向神求死。
And when he came under a tree, he pleaded for his death from the Lord.
但是天使却给他食物吃，让他得到力量。
The angels gave him food and nourished him and gave.
然后他又跑了40昼夜，来到了神的山。
And then he ran for 40 days to the mount of to God's mountain.
到了新约时代，主耶稣也在高山上来变了面貌，恢复他神的形象。
And when the Lord appeared a few of his apostles, he appeared to them on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以呢，这些都是圣经里面很多信徒他们在山上来跟神的接触有这样属灵的一个交通。
And so we see that many characters and workers in the Bible, many of them came to see the Lord on the mountain.
所以为什么诗篇120篇的诗人才会说，我要向山举目，我的帮助从而来，这个山啊，会带领我们的心来朝向神。
And so in verse 1 of Psalm 121, we lift our eyes towards the mountain. This depicts that we have to fix our hearts to
看回来诗篇121篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 121.
第二节呢，他就给我们一个很好的答案。
In verse 2, it gives us a very good response.
他说啊，我的帮助是从造天地的神那里而来。
Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
所以呢，这个诗人啊，他有非常好的信仰的体验。
And so this psalmist, he had a very impactful experience.
因为他的信仰体验跟他说，我的帮助不是从任何人的环境而来，而是从天上的神而来的。
Because the experience of his faith tells him that his help comes from the Lord on high.
因为从人而来的帮助没有办法真正解决问题。
Because the support and help from man cannot truly resolve our problems.
但是从神来的帮助才能够彻彻底底的帮助我们来解决问题，来得到更好的成长。
But the Lord, when he helps us, he's able to give us a true growth.
而且这里呢对于这个神有一个非常重要的介绍，这个神乃是一个造天地的神。
And so here it introduces the Lord in a very important way, describing him as one who made the heaven and the earth.
所以我们今天要认识这个神是怎样的神。
And so today we must understand who this Lord that we worship is.
我们的神啊，并不是一般的那些人所创造出来的那些假神啊，那些偶像。
Our Lord is not one that is a false God that is created by the hands of man.
因为人造了很多的偶像来敬拜。
Because man created many idols for which they worship.
但是我们要敬拜的不是这些受造物，而是要敬拜那位造物的主。
But the things, but the one whom we worship should not be the ones who are created, but the Creator Himself.
所以只有这位创造天地的主，他才能够让我们来敬拜。才能够得到帮助。
And so only the one who is the creator of the heaven and earth is worthy of our worship, who can truly help us.
所以我们要常常回到创世纪第一章来看看神怎么创造天地万物的。
And so it is important for us to reflect back to Genesis chapter 1 and to read how the Lord created this earth.
每次我们失去信心的时候，我们一定要回来创世纪第一章再来读一次。
And whenever we lose hope or lose faith, we need to return to Genesis chapter 1 and reflect on God's awesome creation.
因为神说话，神说要有什么，就有了什么的出现。
Because the Lord, by His word, He is able to create anything.
他说要有光，光就出现了。
He said, let there be light, and there was light.
他说要有空气，空气就出现了。
He said, let there be air, and there was air.
他说要有地上的各种菜蔬果蔬果就马上就有了。
And he said, let there be a myriad of agriculture, and there it was created.
所以神的能力是全能的没有任何事情他做不到的。
And so the Lord is all powerful, and there is nothing that he cannot do.
所以呢，我们要从神创造天地啊的这个能力来看待啊，我们来认识这位神乃是一个全能的神。
And so we must recognize the almightiness of the Lord as a creator who created all things, as the one who is all powerful.
所以呢，啊，诗人呐、啊，在这里还说，这位神乃是造天地的神，我就有信心。
So here the psalmist says, this one that I worship is the one who has created the heaven and earth and from whom I put my faith.
我们的信仰啊，一定要建立在认识神这个基础上。
And our faith on spirituality must be built upon knowing and understanding God.
因为我们如果没有认识神，我们的信仰是虚假的。
Because if we don't come to know Him, then our faith is very fragile and weak.
所以先知何西阿才鼓励我们一定要来归向神，来认识神。
And so Prophet Hosea admonished the people that they have to come before Him and worship Him.
我们请看何西阿书第六章。
Let us turn to Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章第一节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
何西阿书第六章第一节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
来吧，我们归向耶和华，啊，他试炼我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必啊缠裹。
Verse 1, come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us, he has stricken, but he will bind us up.
第二节，过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。
Verse 2, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight.
第三节，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
Verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
我们跳过来看第六节。
Let us jump to verse 6.
我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭祀，喜爱认识神，胜于燔祭。
For I desire mercy and not sacrifice and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
所以呢，前面第三节啊，是先知告诉我们，我们一起来认识神，来追求认识他。
And so here, the prophet Hosea admonishes us all to come and together mutually pursue.
我们认识神这个事情啊，会得到神的喜悦，他也喜欢我们来认识他。
And so this pursuit of knowledge of the knowledge to know the Lord is something that favor it pleases him.
因为呢，到第六节是神说的话。
Because in verse 6, here the Lord himself states.
这是神说了，我喜欢良善，不喜欢祭祀。
For I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
神也说了，我喜欢你们来认识我，胜于燔祭，来献祭给我。我不喜欢这些献祭，我更喜欢你们认识我啊。
And in verse 6, the latter portion says, I very much more want you to know me rather than your burnt offerings.
对，今天神也喜欢我们来认识他。
And so the Lord desired that we come to worship him.
这样子我们跟神之间才能够有最好的交通，啊，才能够真正得到帮助。
When we come to know the Lord, that's when we are able to really appreciate him and also receive his help.
所以认识神啊，成为我们今天整个信仰的基础。能够带领我们、啊、来归向神，来得到神的帮助。
And so knowing the Lord becomes a great essential foundation to us coming to have a better faith.
我们再看回来诗篇121篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 121.
第三节跟第四节、啊、都有同样的主题。
Verse 3 and verse 4 is talking about a similar message.
就说我们的这个神啊，他要保护我们呢。他是不会打盹，他也不会睡觉。
And so here it tells us that the Lord will protect us, and He will not allow our foot to be moved, and He will not allow us to slumber.
啊，为什么这个神啊，他不需要睡觉，他也不会打盹呢
？Why doesn't the Lord need to slumber and He allow our foot to be moved?
他这里呢，诗人是用一种拟人化的方式来描述这个神啊。好像是人的样子来描述这个神是怎样子的样，怎样子的神。
So here he uses a metaphor to describe what kind of God he is.
我们人呢、我们都需要休息啊，睡觉啊，才有体力来做事情。
And so all man needs the adequate rest and adequate sleep in order to continue on.
所以我们不可能啊，24小时都在工作。都在活着了，因为这样是不可能的。我们的身体一定会疲倦，我们需要休息。
It is impossible for a human or a man to work and labor 24 hours nonstop without sleeping or rest.
但是这位神呢，他不是人，他不需要打盹，他也不需要睡觉去恢复他的体力呀。
But our God, He is not a man, and He does not need to slumber or to recharge His energy.
因为呢，他乃是永远存在的神，他永远有能力。
Because He is a God who is eternal, and He is all powerful.
所以这里也是要告诉我们说，今天这位神呢、他不会打盹，他不会忽略我们啊、离开我们。
And so here it tells us that the Lord will not abandon us and He will not slumber.
再来呢，神他不会睡觉，意思说他不会疲倦。
And He not slumbering, Him not slumbering means that He will not grow tired or weary.
那这个神是永远不疲倦的神，哎，这个对我们是一个很大的鼓励呀。
And so this God who is eternally not needing to slumber or rest, this gives us a lot of encouragement.
当然我们说疲倦可以有两个方面的解释。
And so when someone is tired, we can look at it in two ways.
第一个是身体上的很疲倦，需要休息睡觉来恢复身体的体力。
First is the fatigue of our physical body that we need to rest.
但是第二种疲倦也可以指的心灵上很厌倦，很烦恼，不想再听你讲话，不想再跟你来沟通了。那种心灵上的厌倦。
And so a second type of fatigue or tiredness is that of the soul, where we don't want to be around people or we don't want to speak to anyone.
但是神啊，他身体啊灵啊，他的力量是永远不会啊疲倦的。
But the strength of the Lord will never fatigue.
而且他的心灵上。也永远的等待我们能够回转来归向他。
And he waits for us in spirit forever to return to him.
虽然我们可能常常会做错事情来得罪神，惹神的生气。
And so even though we may make mistakes and fall down and incur the wrath of God.
就好像父亲的第二个儿子呢那个儿子呢把父亲的财产得到以后就去浪费了完全没有为父亲做一点事情。
Just as the father of the prodigal son who went out and went out on his own.
所以他是一个很不孝很糟糕的儿子。
And he was not a filial child and
但是父亲呢，却原谅他，接纳他。
And even though he took things into his own hands, his father still forgave him and had mercy.
他回来到父亲这里的时候，父亲赶快去抱住他，给他穿衣服，给他穿鞋子，给他戴戒指。
And when he returned to his father ran towards him and embraced him, put a robe on him and put on a signet ring.
所以这个父亲就是我们的神，他是这么的愿意。这么的包容这么的爱我们他不厌倦啊。
And so this father is likened to our heavenly father, our God, who never slumber and who never tires.
所以这也是神他不会睡觉他不会厌烦我们的意思啊。
And so this is part of the explanation of why here it describes the Lord as one who never slumbers.
我们来看以赛亚书四十章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章
，Isaiah chapter 40,
二十七节
，verse 27。
以赛亚书四十章二十七节
，Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27。
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问呢？
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God?
28. 你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Verse 28, have you not known, have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
29, 疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
Verse 29, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
30, 就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
31, 但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
所以这里呢，也是先知以赛亚对雅各以色列人说，你们会疑问吗？我的疲乏，为什么神没有听我的冤屈呢？为什么没有帮助我呢？
And so here, the prophet Isaiah said to the people of God, speak, why do you say that, why has God hidden himself from them and claimed that God has passed over them?
其实神并没有放弃啊。
Actually, God did not forsake them.
他没有疲乏，他没有困倦，他永远要跟我们同在的。
He was not faint, he was not weary, he is always abiding with us.
所以他反而要给我们力量，给我们帮助。
And in fact, he wants to renew our strength and to give us a help.
所以我们要认识这个神，他的慈爱怜悯呢，永远与我们同在。
And so this is the Lord we need to know, the Lord that comes with love and mercy for us.
所以他不会睡觉。
So he will not slumber.
那我们再回头看诗篇121篇。
Let us return to Psalm 121.
第五节啊，这里有讲到一个非常好的，就是神在你的右边来庇应你。
Here is in verse 5 of Psalm 121, it says, the Lord is the shade at our right hand.
为什么强调要在你的右边而不是左边？
Why does the passage here emphasize on the right hand but not the left?
所以我们想想诗人在用这些词语的时候，其实都有一些文学上他们所常常用的一些习惯。
And so we should appreciate here that the psalmist uses a lot of literary technique to illustrate their.
我们知道，我们一般我们的文化里面都会说右手比较有力量一般而言除非你是左手的人，左撇子，那是另外特殊的例子。
It is a common understanding that usually it is the right hand that are stronger than the left because most people are right-handed.
所以我们右手就是有力量的，是尊贵的意思。
And so the right hand is the one that is more precious, it is more, has a greater strength.
所以当我要去拿一个东西，左手右手来拿的时候，通常这个重机比较重，我就会用右手去拿，才能够拿得动。
And so normally if we need to use both of our hands to grab something, we will favor our right hand because it is stronger.
所以现在神在我面前我要去抓住神的时候，我都用左手可能力量不够，很快就疲倦就放手了。
And so if I go to grasp upon the Lord, and maybe my left hand will be weaker, and so I will not have enough strength.
但是神在我的右边，那我就用右手去抓住神，那我这个力量就很重很重，很有力量的，可以把神紧紧的抓住，那神就帮助我了。
And so if the Lord is on my right side, I will use my right hand so that I can much have a stronger grasp that holding on to him.
所以诗人他也会说神一直在我的右边。
And so here the psalmist illustrate that the Lord is on my right side.
我们来看诗篇16篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇16篇。
Psalm 16,
第八节
，verse 8。
诗篇16篇第八节。
Psalm 16, verse 8.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我们跳过看十一节。
Let us jump to verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
所以这里呢，一样啊，神在我的右边。
So likewise, here it emphasizes the Lord on my right side.
然后神用他的右手啊，来帮助我，来赐福气给我。
And the Lord uses his right hand to help me and to give me, to give me pleasures.
所以这个右边啊，都是指的有力量啊，是有尊贵的意思。
And so the right hand represents, it represents a strength and it represents, nobility.
尊贵啊，所以我们今天呢，我要用右手啊，神在我的右边，我用右手去抓住神，那我的帮助就必然的会得到。
And so today, the Lord is on my right side, and my right side, and I use my right hand and my strong hand to grasp onto Him.
我们再回头来看诗篇一百二十一篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 121.
第六节跟第七节可以算是同样的一个含义，是说神要保护我，不管白天晚上都要保护我了，免受一切的灾害。
And verse 6 and verse 7 illustrates the same message, which is that the Lord will preserve us day and night.
所以不管白天晚上，神都要保护我。
And so whether it's day or night, the Lord will preserve and protect me.
所以呢，一天24小时有白天晚上。
And so in the 24-hour day, we have day and night.
所以这就是神他要保护我是24小时的，不管白天晚上不会让我受到灾祸。
And the way that the Lord preserve and protect us is all round, day and night, so that we will not receive harm.
这里是时间上一天的时间，白天晚上都得到看顾。
And so this is the full 24 hours of a day.
然后第八节呢，就讲到你出你入，耶和华要保护你，这又是谈到空间，神要保护我，不管任何的地方。
And so here it says, whether we are going out or coming in, the Lord will protect us. This is in our space, the Lord will protect us.
在地球在宇宙，不管任何的地方，神都在任何的地方都可以保护我。
And this means that everywhere we are in this world, the Lord will protect us no matter where we are.
所以现在呢，已经从一天的时间，白天晚上，神要保护我。
And so here, all 24 hours of a day, the Lord will protect and preserve us.
然后再来是说，任何的地方，神也要保护我。
And so all day and also everywhere, in verse 8, He will protect us.
再来最后的就是说，从今时一直到永远，神都要保护我。
And lastly, from this time forth, He will protect us forevermore.
所以这就是我的一生一世。都要得到神的保护了。
And this is in our entire lifetime, the Lord will protect and preserve us.
而且不只是我在这世上的这一生而已，还要到永远哦。永远就是到天国那永远的永远的住处，那个地方神要与我同在，也要保护我。
And it is not just on this earth at all times that the Lord will protect us, but the Lord will protect us and preserve us forevermore into eternity.
那个天国那是永远的啦。
And that is that forever.
所以今天呢，我们就这样看起来真的非常丰富，非常圆满的一种保护。
And so we can see this is an absolute preservation. It is
从一天的白天晚上保护我。
From the day and night that He protect us.
然后才来任何的地方保护我。
And in any place and every place He protects.
然后再来从地面上这一生一世一直到永远，天上的、地上的、天上的也都保护我。
And also at all times, whether it is on earth and then also in eternity in the heavens.
所以今天这样看起来，几乎我们所有的时间、所有的空间、所有的地点。从全部都会得到神的保护。
And so we can see that we receive preservation and protection from the Lord in all times, in all space, He will protect us.
尤其现在我们遇到这个冠状病毒啊，蔓延全世界的感染啊，啊，已经有200多万的人呐，啊，确诊了，得到这个病毒。
And we see that especially in this time that we are going through this pandemic, more than 2 million people have been tested positive.
而且目前统计已经超过10万人啊，遭受这个病毒而死亡的人。
And the number of casualties or mortality has reached over 100,000.
所以呢，啊，这个病毒已经是全世界200多个国家都受到感染了。
And so all countries globally have been affected by this pandemic.
所以有时候我们有时候想到这个病毒怎么会来得这么的厉害，全世界啊都受到感染，我们都害怕了。
And so sometimes you wonder how can this pandemic be so fierce to affect such a.
但是神会看顾我们。
But the Lord will preserve us and protect us.
真的呢，啊，我要分享一个见证。这是跟冠状病毒的疫情啊有关的一个很好的见证，可以鼓励我们。
And so now I would like to share about a testimony that has been affected by the pandemic.
啊，这是在马来西亚沙巴的一个弟兄所做的见证。
This is a testimony given by a brother in East Malaysia, Sabah.
啊，这个弟兄他今年65岁。
And this brother is 65 years old this year.
然后呢，在今年的3月16号，他们接到了沙巴政府的一个命令，说不可以有群聚啊，像聚会啊，这个不可以聚集在一起的命令了。
They received instructions from the government that there is a countrywide instruction not to shelter in place.
沙巴总会也是就也规定所有的教会都不要在会堂聚会，改成自己的家庭的聚会。
My apologies. Is that the instruction from the government was that nobody, no organization should gather together for worship, and everyone should worship at home.
然后沙巴教总会也规定，我们每一个信徒都要做家庭聚会。
And so Sabah GA of our church also encouraged all the members to begin or continue with family altar at home.
所以在今年3月17号星期二他们就没有去教会聚会了所以就在自己的家庭做一个家庭的聚会。
So the instruction from the government came out on March 16 and starting on March 17, everybody began family service at home.
然后他们就用圣经的话语彼此鼓励。
And they used the words of the Bible to mutually encourage.
那刚好他们那天就读了耶利米书的一段经文。
And so that day, they were studying Jeremiah.
我们请看他那天家庭聚会的时候，就读了耶利米书第7章23节。
And so that day during family service, they came upon a passage, Jeremiah chapter 7:23。Verse 23.
我们请看耶利米书第7章23节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 7:23.
我只吩咐他们这一件，说你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做我的子民，你们行我所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福。
But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you.
所以那天在家庭聚会，他们读了这个经文以后，然后大家就祷告结束，然后就去休息睡觉了。
And so after family service, and they read this passage, they prayed and they all adjourned to sleep.
而那天晚上在睡觉的时候他就做了一个梦。
And that night, this brother, he had a dream in his sleep.
他看到他家里的门怎么打开了又关起来，打开又关起来。
And he saw in his dream that the door in his house kept opening and closing.
然后他也纳闷说，这个门怎么又打开又关起来？那到底怎么了？
And so he was wondering why is it that this door was opening and closing.
然后后来门打开的时候，就有个声音告诉他。
And when the door opened, there was this voice that said to him,
这个声音告诉他说，你们全家的人不可以离开这个家，必须全部都待在这个屋子里面。
And the boy said to him that all your entire you and your household and everyone in your family must remain in the house and not leave the house.
而且啊，你们纵使到外面，不可以有群聚啊，造成啊一种吵杂的声音，这是不对的。
And when you go out, you should not congregate together.
你们如果听了我的话，留在家里，你们会得到平安。
If you listen to my voice and you stay at home, then you will receive peace.
但是如果你们不听我的话，你们还是要去出去啊，去办事情啊，去啊，中国做什么样的活动的话，你们会有灾祸哦。
But if you don't listen to me and you go out and you go about your business, then trouble will come upon you.
然后这个声音听完以后，他抬头一看天上呢。就有一大片一大片的那个黑色的树叶啊，整个一波一波的，整个从天空上吹过去。
And so when he looked up after this, he saw some darkened leaves that were blowing across the home.
他看到天上的黑啊，怎么那么多的黑色的叶子？哇，那么多叶子啊，吹过去，哇，好可怕！
And it was a very scary sight to behold, to see all of these blackened leaves that were blowing by.
然后后来啊，这个梦就结束了。
And so then the dream ended.
然后一直到隔天早上他起床以后。
So the next morning when he woke up.
他就把全家的人全部召过来说，我昨天晚上做了这个梦，是神告诉我们的，不要离开我们的家。
And he gathered his whole family to him and explained the dream, indicating that this is God's instruction for them not to leave the house.
本来我们可能啊，明天还要啊去做什么活动，可能还有几件事情，我们再来几天要去啊要去外面怎样怎样怎样，那些全部取消，不要做这些活动了。
And even though we might have had some plans on the following days to do some this or that, we will need to cancel everything.
因为这是神。告诉我们的这样做会平安。
Because the Lord said, if you do this, you will not have peace.
如果我们不这样做，我们就会招啊很多的灾祸给我们。
And there will be trouble if we do not heed the words of God.
所以呢，他们当下全家人就同心合意的说：“好，这是来自于神的指示，所以我们要遵守所有的活动。”
And so they agreed as a family that they will listen to the admonishment of God and they will cancel all of their planned events.
就是感谢神啊，啊，真的这家人到现在还很平安。
So thank God up until this moment, since then, they are, this whole family is very safe.
所以呢，真的是啊，神啊，借着这个异梦来告诉啊这一家人啊。
And so this dream, God sent his message to this family.
啊，如果没有这个异梦的话，他们可能还会出去啊做什么活动，真的就会受到这个病毒的感染，那这下子啊就非常严重了。
Without this dream or without them heeding this words from God, they would have gone out and about their business, and they would have incurred a lot of trouble.
所以呢，神啊就用这个梦来提醒他们，其实也是告诉我们，今天我们大家要。啊，能够啊保持安全距离啊，我们不要违反啊政府的规定。
And so, this is a message that we can also learn from that God wants us to stay home and to be obedient to the instructions of the of our government.
我们相信神也一定会看顾我们平安。
And we believe that God will for sure preserve and protect us.
所以呢，这是一个沙巴一个65岁的弟兄啊，做这个这么美好的见证啊，来鼓励我们，来保证神一定会保护我们得到平安。虽然这个疫情这么的严重在泛滥。
And so this is a testimony, a good testimony from this 65-year-old brother, to remind us all that we need to, we have protection and guidance from God.
所以今天我们啊读了这个诗篇121篇，又再次给我们很好的鼓励。跟安慰。
As we read Psalm 121 tonight, we receive comfort from the Lord.
我们一定要小心谨慎呢，做了我们应该有的防护啊，包括你要洗手啦，啊，应该要戴手套、要戴口罩啊，等等这些该有的啊，这防护的方法，我们应该要做得到。
And we must follow the guidance that are given to us about how we should conduct ourselves during this pandemic.
但是我们心里是不害怕。
And in our hearts, as we do so, we are not afraid.
因为我们相信神会保护我们从今时一直到永远。
Because we have faith and believe that the Lord will guide and protect and preserve us from now until forevermore.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
145首。
Sure.